Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman, is here with me. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me today.
I want to welcome back to the Cornerstone Mortgage Studios at FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Scott Shipman, the St. Charles County Assessor. Welcome back, Scott.
Thank you.
So if anybody would like to get information on this segment, I'm going to put a post on our website at DougHaldeman.com. So at DougHaldeman.com. And we're going to put links to the St. Charles County site and, you know, several other sites in, you know, around the metropolitan area. And Scott, quickly, the best website for you guys at the county, is it the sccmo.org?
That's correct.
Okay, so sccmo.org is a St. Charles County site. But I'm going to go ahead and list the sites on there for all the area tax, you know, and assessment offices in the area, because it's something in the mortgage industry we have to deal with all the time. So I want to jump into property tax, because that's the largest amount that most people pay, and there are a lot of misconceptions on how this gets calculated. So let's just jump into it. How often does a county assess the value on properties?
Well, every piece of property in the state of Missouri actually is reassessed every odd numbered year unless there's new construction. So this year, 2015, is a reassessment year, but last year you could have gotten reassessed if you added something to your home, a deck, a porch, or a room addition, or basement finish, something like that. We would have been out there. In St. Charles County, we get a copy of every permit that's issued, and that causes us to act and go out and update our records and change the assessment.
Okay, so can, in a non-assessment year, so if it's one that where you're not going to change the assessment, can your actual tax amount change based on what's going on in the county?
It absolutely can. You know, citizens need to pay attention to bond issues. You know, when those bond issues, and they're usually put forward in the spring elections. So, you know, if a city or a school district puts together a bond issue or a ballot measure to change the tax levy, I mean, that's going to affect your year-end taxes. And even though your assessment did not change, we get that all the time.
Okay, so it's an even-numbered year at that point, and then, I mean, right now in 2015, this is an assessment year, so you guys will be reassessing everything. But last year, if somebody's taxes changed, it's probably just because the tax base changed.
The tax rate changed. Rate. The tax base could have changed a little bit based on new construction, but the rate, just for example, St. Charles School District passed a ballot measure, I think it was 45 cents. So that caused an increase in St. Charles School District city taxes. You know, even though the value didn't change.
Interesting. Okay, so one of the things I want to make sure we're specific on here is, so the difference between the amount of tax somebody pays and the job of the assessment office. Explain that difference and where that distinction comes in.
Sure. Quickly, it's a rate-driven system. That's the way I like to look at it. We're responsible for the base of value. I mean, that's all we do is value. And at the time we're establishing a value, we have no idea what the tax is. So we certify a value to the political subdivisions, to each taxing district. They have a budget, and if you think about it from a math standpoint, they divide that money, their budget, by our value, it creates a tax rate.
Okay.
And bingo, there's how the taxes are assigned. So if you, from a distribution standpoint, what our office does is it's distributed by the value of what you own.
Okay.
All right, so that makes sense. And here's a line of questioning around the amount of estimates that people usually use. So I'll say at least 5 years ago, I always, you know, the general rule of thumb was you'd estimate your property taxes about 1% of your property value. Okay, then I had upped that to 1.25%, and now I'm saying that that's really still not enough.
Correct.
Is there a rule of thumb on that?
Well, it's probably between 1.4 and 1.7. I think the highest tax rate in St. Charles County is about $8.30.
Okay.
So on. So we're talking about if you have a $100,000 property, your taxes should be around, you're saying, $1,400 up to $1,700, $1,800.
Exactly.
On a $100,000 house.
Exactly. Correct.
And we can do the math on up from there. Obviously, if somebody has a $300,000 house, it's going to be significantly more than that.
That's right. And depending on what district you're in, you know, but you can, those rates are published on the collector revenue site as well. So you could, if you're in the mortgage business, you could grab those rates, divide that by 0.19, it'll create an effective tax rate. And then you can just apply that in those areas.
That makes sense. Okay. So here's a point of caution I want to give to people out there. Here's where this comes up a lot is all these online mortgage calculators that people offer. It's going to sit there and estimate the principal and interest. And that's fairly easy, a loan amount and a certain interest rate if they're using a realistic interest rate. It's frequently off when it estimates their private mortgage insurance. the insurance is definitely off because we've watched insurance going up over time. And now with the property taxes, really needs, you know, those estimates need to be updated with what the current tax rates are.
That's correct. And the current values, as you mentioned about the occupancy in St. Charles County. If you move into your house, it's a new house, newly built, constructed house, and you move in, let's say, June, those taxes are based on just a half of a year, okay? So a half of a value is really the way to look at it. So if a mortgage company grabs that half value and tries to predict the taxes for the next year based on the half of value, when the following year it'll become a full value, you're going to be way under. We're going to get a phone call from the constituent saying that that we raised the tax,
happened?
Which we didn't. Right. And you guys are going to get a call saying that we're way under. We don't have $1,500 to come up with.
Mm-hmm. In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show, brought to you by Cornerstone Mortgage on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Scott Shipman, the St. Charles County Assessor. So, Scott, we're talking about when it comes to new construction. Let's stick with that topic for a minute because this is coming up a lot. So, first off, in the year that somebody buys a house, so when we're doing a loan for somebody in the year that they're buying the home, so let's say they're buying it this year and they're going to buy it in let's say April is the date they would close. So let's say April 1, so that's roughly going to be about 2/3 of the year. I'm correct? Or no, that's actually about 3/4 of the year. When we estimate the amount of money to put into their escrow account, it's a really complicated number because we're trying to hit a moving target. We don't really know what it's going to be. We don't want them to be too short. But we don't want to overfund that escrow account. How do you guys do it in the year that they buy the house?
Well, essentially, to make it a little bit easier, if you had a $200,000 house, new construction, and they moved in June,
okay,
their taxes for that year, or the value for that year, I should say, is going to be based on half of that value, so roughly $100,000, plus the value of the lot.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
So if you're estimating for an escrow purpose, I would go back to that effective tax rate and just take the sale price times that effective tax rate, and you're going to get an estimate of taxes.
All right, so here's a real-world scenario where this came into play, and this was because we were talking about the year somebody buys a house, but let's now fast-forward 1 year. So just the other day, I'm doing a refinance for somebody who bought the house actually last year. I think it was about they had 8 months of the year that they lived there. Okay, so there was 4 months of the year they didn't. And whenever we were doing the escrows on the new loan, but once I looked at that, I'm like, I think that's a little bit low. So I go to the assessor's website, and I see that their valuation on a $320,000 purchase was around $230,000. So basically 2/3 of the sales price. They live there 2/3 of the year, which was pretty easy to deduce from that you guys did the assessed value based on the amount of time they lived there, because you have to extrapolate that number somehow, and that's probably the best way for you guys to do it, right?
That's correct.
I mean, so the homeowner was a little shocked because they thought that's going to be their new taxes are going to be based on that. And now when I showed them what their taxes are going to move to, instead of 2,900, it moved up to 4,400. That was a fairly significant increase. It's basically, you know, it was only 2/3 of what it should have been. And
correct.
And that's one of the areas that even in a non-assessment year, they're going to watch their assessed value change just based on that.
That is exactly correct, and it gets doubled, as you well know, in the mortgage business, because they're short, and then
right.
they have to make up for the next year.
Right.
So it gets hit double, and you know, $500-$600 a month is real to people. That's a lot of money to come up with out of a budget.
Well, I'm going to do. I have to throw in a little shameless plug here as part of this too, because when you lots of people that are out there listening have had an escrow shortage, and they know mm-hmm. that when it doubles and they have to make up for it, it's really painful, and that's where I would highly advise you to use a company that's going to help forward think those things, and they understand the intricacies of you know, helping protect you so this doesn't happen. And that's where at Cornerstone Mortgage, our group of loan officers, our closing department, all of them do forward think these things. They know they understand the assessments in all the different counties. They help protect our clients so they don't have a massive escrow shortage. Now, it can still happen, but we really go to a lot of efforts to make sure it doesn't, and try to limit it as much as we can.
So I have a question for Scott real quick.
Go ahead.
So when I'm on a fixed income, because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there listening that have experienced that, and my values seem to keep, or my assessed values keep going up. I bought the house in 1950. I've lived there the whole time. And now all of a sudden I'm paying property taxes that I just can't even afford anymore. How often do you come across that, and what is your advice for people?
Well, there's one program, and it's actually funded by the state of Missouri. It's It's the Missouri Property Tax Credit Claim.
Okay.
And essentially, there's income restrictions. There's also age restrictions. And we put all that information on our notices. So when you receive our notice of change in assessment in another month and a half or so in April, that information is on the back.
Okay.
But essentially what it is it's based on your income and the amount of tax you pay. There's a sliding scale. And it's a credit on your income tax. We really have nothing to do with it.
Right.
Although Caroline in our office helps people literally thousands of people in our office. She's as sweet as can be. So if you have some concerns or some questions, stop in or just visit our website. And the information's out there.
Okay, so I actually wrote that down because I'm going to make sure I put it in the blog post with this segment. So that's the Missouri Property Tax Credit Claim. I'll put a link to that in our website because I don't want everybody just rushing to the assessor's office to get information on it. If you can hit the link, fill it out yourself, because, Tammy, that's a great question. There are a lot of people on fixed incomes. It is difficult to afford.
It's very hard. Mm-hmm.
All right, so, Scott, one more thing. We talked earlier about how the tax gets divided, and we know the majority of it's going to go to the school system. And we have fire department seems to be the second largest one. You have the police department. What are some of the other places that money gets allocated?
The city that you're located in as well. Library. If you look on your tax bill, if you look on your 2014 tax bill, you'll see where every penny goes. And most of them are local concerns. I think the only one that's not is the state tax, and it's 3 cents. That really, you don't know where that all goes other than it goes to the state of Missouri.
Okay.
I will say one other thing, though. We always send a notice of change in value anytime that value changes. So when you get back to that escrow question, anytime that value changes, we send a notice. Now, whether the citizen reads it or not, and this is both on real and personal property, believe it or not, we do it for personal. I want everybody to know.
Right.
And if you know in March, you can prepare for the end of the year.
Well, and if you get that change in value, you better call your servicer for your mortgage and have them make that adjustment early on so you don't get the double whammy at the end of the year when it comes out and there's a shortage.
Exactly right. There is an estimate of taxes provided with those changes in value.
Right, Scott, real quickly, too, because we're almost out of time, when it comes to the assessments, most people think that their house is going to be assessed for less than what it's actually worth, and I find that to be true in quite a few counties, but I don't necessarily find that to be true in St. Charles.
Our last ratio study, Doug, was at 96%, and we've been running through that ratio for the last probably 10 years. So we're at 96% of market value on average. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that we have every home at 96% because there's just so much diversity
right. That
you can't possibly pin all of them. But on average, we're pretty accurate. And that's what the statute references. I mean, if people are fairly assessed, everybody's paying their fair share. That's the concept of the whole assessment process.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it really doesn't matter if it's 96%, 100%, or 90%, as long as it's consistent.
Exactly.
Because the tax base has to get divided up among all the properties.
That's right. It's important if it's consistent and fair.
Okay. All right. So definitely appreciate you taking the time to come in. Really good information. I'm going to make sure your information is on our website at DougHaldeman.com. Or if you want to visit St. Charles County site, it's sccmo.org. So sccmo.org. We're visiting Scott Shipman, the St. Charles County assessor. Scott, definitely appreciate you taking the time to come in and talk to us today.
Thank you.
So don't forget, just a reminder for you, next Sunday at 4 p.m., you won't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show here on FM News Talk 97.1, brought to you by Cornerstone Mortgage. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.